So, I think Michelle said it all, really, but I'm going to say a little bit more, nevertheless. we've been having this series, What is the Sangha? And some of us have been reading this book called What is the Sangha? Conveniently, by Sangharakshita. And the chapter on the meaning of friendship has a list of things, five ways of serving our friends. The first is to be generous, to share everything, time, money, resources, interest, and energy. The second is never speak harshly or bitterly or sarcastically. I have a feeling that was a British translation, fairly loose of the Pali term, but anyway. Never speak harshly, bitterly, or sarcastically, but always kindly and compassionately, following the precepts. The third is look after their welfare, especially their spiritual welfare. The fourth is treat them as we treat ourselves. And the fifth is keep our word or be reliable in our friendships. And I think they're pretty straightforward and quite good, a good guide of whether we're being a good friend. But I was also struck, especially this first one, be generous, share everything, time, money, resources, interest, and energy. I was struck by, for myself, that seems kind of a stretch, given that most of the time, those things just seem, they may not actually be, but they feel in short supply. I feel short of time, energy, money, and various other things. So it might be a bit of a stretch. And it struck me that if we're really going to motivate ourselves to be that generous of a friend, we really need to get behind the idea that friendship really is the whole of the spiritual life, as the Buddha said, and maybe test that out for ourselves. So Megan, in her talk a few weeks ago, it seems ages ago now, actually, but mentioned this saying that the Buddha, when the Buddha was talking to Ananda, his cousin, his best friend, really, Ananda suggested to him that friendship was half the spiritual life. And the Buddha said, no, it's the whole of the spiritual life. And Sangharakshita, who wrote this book, explains this. It might seem obvious or it might not, but he explains it as it's the whole of our spiritual life, because the spiritual life means that we're working to free ourselves from very fixed habitual views that cause us a lot of suffering, particularly, and Viradharma touched on this last week, particularly the habit of seeing ourselves as fixed, unchanging, independent entities, separate from other people and from our environment. So we're learning to see that we're part of the fleeting, changing world, influencing and being influenced and deeply, deeply connected on every level. And it's very, very difficult to remember. So we really need friends to remind us of this, friends that we can be honest with, and friends that are working on the same thing as we are. So friendship is a big deal. And it's an ideal as well. It's an ideal that we can work towards. And I think it's important to be somewhat practical in the ways, actually, that Rochelle was talking about, somewhat practical about how we approach it and understand that we're a work in progress and that we will disappoint each other occasionally, perhaps, along the way. And perhaps we can have some compassion for ourselves and others with that. So in practice, what do we do if we believe that it's that important? And I think we can just turn up, really, be reliable and practice the precepts together. That's kind of why I wanted to do the precepts tonight. Treat people as we'd like to be treated and be interested in each other. We can just start with what's practical for us. and work in small ways on maybe expanding our views and loosening those habits. So simply participating, I think, as best we can, supporting each other in that way. I like Subhuti, who Rochelle mentioned, has this image of us walking together side by side on the path. So we're not always like facing each other in some really intense discussion, but just we're walking side by side on the same path, like inspiring each other and being receptive to each other and our practice. So we can just, you know, if we deepen our practice, that is friendship, really, to the rest of the people in our community. Something else that Subhuti says that, again, Rochelle touched on was, so spiritual friendship, it's the translation of Kalyana Mitrata. Mitrata means friendship, and Mitra means friend. And Kalyana is translated as spiritual, but a translation that I prefer is it's actually beautiful, or as Subhuti says, the true, good, beautiful. So the good or the true. And he suggests that we spend a lot of time looking for that in each other and encouraging that in each other, helping each other to get to that true, good, beautiful in us through the coverings and the coping mechanisms that we've learnt as we've grown up and spent time with people. So this is not to deny our faults. We know that we have faults. We know others have faults. They're all too clear, those things that stand in the way of our potential. But it's to trust that the true, the good, the beautiful in each of us is more real than those things. And the more receptive we can be to that, the less defensive we will need to be, the less defenses we will need to put up in the way of that potential. Dharmarati mentioned a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about the Meghya Sutta, and the Buddha taught Meghya that when the heart's release is immature, there are five things that conduce to maturity. In other words, there are five things that conduce to freedom from suffering, freedom from those fixed views. I like the heart's release translation. And the first of these is friendship, being around good friends. And then there are four more. The first one is ethics, practicing the precepts again, discussing the Dharma, deepening our understanding of the Dharma, abandoning unskillful mental states and cultivating skillful ones, and cultivating insight in the sense of deep understanding of impermanence. So those are the five things that conduce to freedom from suffering. So obviously friendship is important, it's the first one, but it seems pretty clear that the other four would not really be possible without friendship, and also that they are things that we can quite easily do that conduce to friendship, and we're doing most of them here most of the time. We're practicing the precepts, we're discussing the Dharma pretty much all the time, so we're sort of on the right path, I guess. So it does seem fairly obvious that it's hard to do any of this without our friends. And the other part of that sutta that Dharmarati mentioned was that Meghya wanted to go off and meditate in a beautiful mango grove. And the Buddha really wanted him to hang out with him, in fact. And basically Meghya said to the Buddha, it's kind of hard to imagine, but he basically says something along the lines, it's okay for you, you're already awake, you're already enlightened, I need to go and meditate. So he did that, the Buddha said, okay, do it, knowing that it actually probably wouldn't work. And he has a terrible meditation, he comes back to the Buddha, and the Buddha gives him this great teaching, starting with the fact that friendship is important. So there are a couple of things about that. So Meghya forgot the importance of friendship, the extent to which we depend on contact with our spiritual friends for spiritual progress. Also, Dhammarati pointed out, it's kind of interesting that the Buddha let him do it anyway, knowing that it probably wasn't going to work, because this is how we learn, really. We try things out for ourselves. No matter how many times people tell us things, we have to try it out for ourselves. So I confess that hearing this sutta, it resonated quite a lot for me, because I am somebody who likes to go off and meditate in mango groves rather than always being around people and having intense conversations about things. And that's, meditation retreats are great, but I do know that most of my greatest learning has happened through being inspired and also challenged by my spiritual friends. So I know that that's incredibly important for me. So I just wanted to add a little bit about what we do in this community and in the larger Tiratana Buddhist community to help provide, to facilitate those friendships. And basically, we have a system where anybody can become a mitra in this community and in the Tiratana Buddhist community around the world. Mitra, as I said, means friend in Sanskrit. There are quite a few of us here who've already taken that step. And it's very much a personal commitment. It's if this community seems to fit you at the moment, if it seems an appropriate place for you to practice. Some people at some point, after maybe 6 months or so, yeah, 10 years in some cases, decide that they want to make that commitment formal, and we have a small ceremony to celebrate that. So, as I say, it's open to anyone, and anyone who decides to do that, we have special study, we have retreats. In January, we close except to our core sangha, and we have what we call a rainy season retreat, just for us to deepen our practice together. So, but basically, it's a way of committing to deepening the kind of spiritual friendship that we've been talking about here tonight. And I'm not trying to recruit anybody by saying that. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that that's available, if you would care to follow it up. So that is, I believe, all I have to say on the subject. We are going to have